You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Well, as you mentioned that Chris Mangena, the ballistic expert, was expected to be recalled to the stand for cross-examination. However, he did not make it to the stand because the defense needed to raise funds for their own private independent ballistic expert before they can cross-examine Mangena. Well, they said that the families initially had said they would be able to raise the funds, but when the invoice came through, they had to now approach the legal aid board just to settle the outstanding amount and therefore, you know, ask to proceed with other matters, and we'll get back to the evidence of Mangena. We've now, the court called then Sergeant Mohane, who is one of the investigating officers. He's the one that was responsible for the arrest of accused number two, Bongani Ntanzi, in June 2020.
Any key points extracted by the defense this morning, Paul?
Well, the only thing Mohane testified about was two cell phones, one that was found on Ntanzi when he was in custody at the Valeria police station, and another by accused number five, who was in KZN at the time. You know, he's serving a sentence for different murder, six counts, I'm told it's six life sentences he's currently serving. These phones were taken to an expert, to a Stein, who, you know, went through the data and was able to find certain conversations or calls that were made to some of the accused and to the alleged mastermind who called the hit being Kelly Khumalo, that are one of the allegations. But now the defense says that if Ntanzi had a cell phone at the time, he would have informed his family of his whereabouts, because one of the issues that, you know, he mentioned in court was that since his arrest in June, his family was never informed. He never spoke to any legal person. And his family only found out about his arrest a couple of weeks later in July, as he was arrested in June. And, you know, they're disputing the fact that he ever had a cell phone while in custody during that time.
Paul Mangubane, thanks so much for the update. Our reporter following the Senzo Mayua trial for it.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.